Bright Suns travelers, and welcome to the Bright Suns podcast. Today's bonus episode is really kind of a state of the podcast address, because as I'm hoping you noticed, it's been quite a while since I've dropped a full episode, and spoiler alert, it might be a little while longer until I do. But I wanted to address what happened, why I've been away so long, and what I'm planning to do as I venture back out into the podcast space again. So if you look back, my last episode was the Andor full season recap, which actually, according to the metrics, was like my most successful episode ever. And thank you guys. That was pretty awesome of you. It was published on January 19th. Now, remember that date. In a previous episode to that, I had hinted that in 2023, I have some big news coming and I couldn't talk about it just yet. And I was super excited to get into it. So what was the big news? On Thanksgiving 2022, my wife and I discovered that we were pregnant. We'd been through years of trying, countless fertility appointments and procedures, and finally, it worked, and we were going to be parents. And on January 20th, just a day after I dropped the Andor episode, my wife had a miscarriage. And all of a sudden, we weren't going to be parents anymore. And after years of trying and countless fertility appointments and procedures, it was just gone. And I did everything to make sure that my wife felt supported and comforted, and we shared a lot of tears and very silent dinners. We were both just so ready to be a mom and dad that it was just so painful to have that ripped away. And we both just felt numb for months. You know, the emotional anguish of a miscarriage hits both men and women incredibly hard. There's no who had it worse here. It's just hell, it's a nightmare. In the time since then, the depression has really hit in spikes, highs and lows, and it's, you know, depression is something I've been dealing with for years, and I thought I had a pretty decent handle on it since 2019, but this just really shook me so hard that I had to, like, relearn how to pick myself back up after a huge hit. And I'm very lucky in that my wife was there to help me again, just like she was last time, and we both had to really work at helping each other back up. During that time, we also decided to move forward with a kitchen remodel, and that's proven to be its own mind-numbing nightmare. But between the miscarriage, the depression, the constant construction project delays and miscommunication, health problems on my side, and an increased workload at my day job, I have just had absolutely no desire or strength to do much besides just, like, tweet out my regular bullshit and maybe, if I'm lucky, design, like, maybe something new for the merch store every great once in a while. But we're moving on. You know, it's been months. I think we're in a better place now. You know, we're moving on. So what happens now? Well, for now, I think I still need a bit more time to really get settled into the kind of routine that podcasting requires. And I'd like to set myself up for success while taking this time. So it's going to be a little bit longer before I release another full episode. But when I do, I think the biggest change that you're going to notice is probably going to be the runtime. I think, unless it proves to be detrimental, the runtimes are probably going to stick around like 30 minutes instead of the like 1 hour or more mark. The exceptions to this will be if I have a guest on and we're like really vibing or something, or we're doing like a special kind of thing. Or if I'm just really amped up about something and I can't be contained to just 30 minutes. You might have also noticed that during this time, the merch store has been down for a little while. The reason behind that is just solely me being a dummy. When I uploaded my designs in the past, I was making these like huge files, something in the ballpark of like 10,000 by 10,000 pixels with like a 300 PPI pixel density, but I was uploading them as pings or JPEGs. So there was compression happening right from the get-go. And then I think my print shop, when they go to print it on whatever the thing is that I'm getting it printed on, I think they do like some additional compression. So the result was that no matter how large I made the file, it was always struggling with the PPI, and I'd always get these notifications that you need to make this a higher resolution image. Since then, I've discovered the beauty of vector images, things that people have been using for print for forever, and I just discovered them now. So now the things that I print can be printed up huge and they look sharp and wonderful. I did a recent test of this. I bought a shirt of mine with some new vector graphics, and it's what I wore to Fan Expo Boston. So if you saw those pictures, that shirt that I was wearing was a result of me undoing many, many months of being stupid when it comes to file types for printing. The shirt looks fantastic. It looks really good. All the lines are really sharp. I'm very happy with it. But that is also me making some changes to the actual product that the images are getting printed on. It was a different type of shirt before. It had some weird fit to it. This new one's very basic. Long story short, the merch store is getting an overhaul. That will probably be going live in a couple of weeks. It's going to go live before I bring the show back officially. So you'll be able to see some of the new designs, and it'll be on new stuff. It'll be really cool. And lastly, my voice message link is always live. And you can leave me messages that I'll play on the show to answer questions or share thoughts and feelings. We can celebrate wins together or commiserate losses together, all that jazz. You can also just shoot me a message on any of the absolutely insane number of social media apps we all have to have now, or you can tag me in a post you want to talk about. Let's do it. Let's talk about stuff. So just tag me in stuff. Leave me a voice message. Tell me what's going on with your life. We'll talk. But that about covers it for this update, this little bonus episode, the state of the geekdom. When I do drop a real episode, I'm going to make a big deal about it on social, so stay tuned for that. And remember that as of right now, the writer's strike may be coming to a close, but the actors, as of right now, still do not have their deal. So please continue to push back against the CEOs for their unwillingness to come to the table in good faith. And remember that it might not seem like it, but we're all here to take care of each other. So please, be kind. Share love openly and honestly and freely. And may the force be with you always.